There are a couple of places to get updates on civil unrest in the big oil regions. Here on the radio and at the gas station.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Today, oil topped $103 a barrel in trading, and gas is much higher, too. In a moment, we'll drill deeper into oil prices. But first, the latest on the demonstrations against governments in Northern Africa and the Middle East. In Libya, there are reports hundreds upon hundreds of protesters have been killed in the latest violence there. People are fleeing the country, and as refugees flow out, relief supplies are flowing in, including from neighboring Egypt. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is in Cairo, and he filed this report.
Egyptians are watching what's going on in Libya obsessively, and not just because 1.5 million of their countrymen work there in oil and construction. Egyptians see their revolution spreading east and west, and they're sending more than just moral support. On a busy Cairo street corner, Egyptian architect Mohammed Adel is telling dozens of young volunteers how many loads of food and medicine to pile into waiting trucks. They've raised money to pay for the supplies.
The first day, we collected like 50 Egyptian pounds. The second day, it was 160,000 Egyptian pounds.
That's more than $30,000 raised in this one Libyan relief effort. And how did it start?
We decided to help them, and we made a page on the event on the Facebook to help gather donations.
Trucks left from 5 locations around Cairo last night for the 10-hour road trip to the Libyan border. Another convoy will be loaded today. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And all the violence of the region has sent oil levels higher, not seen since in more than 2 years. That $103 we told you about earlier in the price of oil is from West Texas. In fact, a barrel of oil from the Brent oil field in the North Sea has been over $103 for weeks. Today, Brent crude costs $119 a barrel. And oil from Saudi Arabia or Libya have different price tags as well. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with an oil primer of sorts. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Isn't all oil basically the same?
No, there's a big range in the quality of crude, in the purity of the product, in the lingo of the oil industry. The lighter and sweeter the crude is, the higher the quality. WTI, West Texas, is actually sweeter than Brent. Brent is a bit more sour.
So how do they know that? Who tastes the oil?
Well, they don't actually. It's a reference to the level of sulfur in the crude. The more sulfur, the more sour the oil is. The more refining is required then to turn it into a product like gasoline.
And then if oil from Texas is better, why isn't it more expensive?
Well, this is a very good point. I mean, it's because West Texas is delivered at a fixed location in the middle of the United States, in Cushing, Oklahoma. Not much good for thirsty emerging economies. Here's Nick McGregor of Brokers Redmayne Bentley.
Demand has changed, and the fastest growing markets are from emerging economies, and a delivery point in the USA is not necessarily convenient for all users.
Brent crude, on the other hand, can flow more easily to the outside world. The preeminence of Brent, therefore, is a symbol of the relative shift in economic growth away from the United States.
Into those emerging markets. All right, Stephen Beard joining us from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets continue to lose ground all around the world today. Here at home, the FDIC reports the number of banks at risk of failure is at the highest level in nearly 2 decades. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was off about 0.9%, 107 points to close at 12,105.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We could get word as soon as today from the Air Force on who gets the all-important $35 billion contract to build new refueling aircraft. Boeing and Europe's EADS have been battling over this prize for a long time, and their dogfights spilled over onto the airwaves of Washington. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
So I'm brushing my teeth the other night. I flip on the radio for the latest headlines and hear this.
The Pentagon is deciding who will build the next generation of military aerial refueling tankers. And EADS North America has the only modern tanker.
Why do I have to listen to this? I have no say on who gets the contract. But a few nights later, toothbrush poised, I hear this improbable ad from Boeing. Guys gathered around the water cooler discussing not football, but aerial refueling tankers.
That's the Boeing KCX New Gen tanker. It's the tanker with the jobs, not the joke.
Make it stop. Not a chance.
Washington is the epicenter for us to tell our story.
Guy Hicks is an EADS spokesman. He's been lobbying tanker ads for more than 6 years and isn't about to hold his fire. Neither is Boeing's PR guy, William Barksdale.
We're trying to communicate to a lot of audiences why we have the right airplane.
It's a blanket approach. The two defense giants are spending millions on print, online, and radio ads. Ads are plastered in Washington metro stations, too. And experts say Boeing and EADS are aiming their messages at just a handful of Pentagon types. Adam Hampft is a marketing consultant in New York.
If you get the right people, they are so important that you're willing to overspend in order to get them.
Hampft says all kinds of businesses use this strategy, targeting specific markets. In L.A., movie studios pray that judges for the Academy Awards might be stuck in traffic and hear their ads.
The supposedly objective neutral judges are being hit by a barrage of advertising from the studios pushing their particular films.
But the Academy Award ads end after the winners are announced. We're not so lucky in D.C. Whoever loses the tanker competition is expected to appeal and ratchet up the ad war. Bad news for those of us who just want to brush in peace and go to bed. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, oil is up, as we told you, and so is the price of cotton, doubled since last July. The rise in price is making for a more expensive hotel bill to make up for the increased costs of bed sheets and linens. I say one word, polyester. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Don't look now, but China has just passed the United States as the top international consumer of Bordeaux wine.
As they become richer, they demand greater energy, greater amount of commodities, and wine as well.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Fine wine and crude oil have more in common than you might think. That story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.